Conservative companies are alleging a double standard on various tech platforms. One of those businesses is Your American Flag Store. Joining me now is COO James Stocky. How's it going, James?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. So tell us a little bit about your company and how it all started.
We actually started by you guys down in San Diego about 4.5 years ago when my son came into our garage and asked if he could start his own business. He was 6 years old at the time. And his idea was to combine my talents and my wife's talents. My wife is an artist. I'm a carpenter. And he just wanted to make American flags and have his mom paint patriotic art on them. We did, and it took off almost right away. So here we are today. I mean, it allowed us to go across country with our family, selling the flags at rodeos and carnivals and street fairs and country music concerts. Then COVID happened, and it caused us to transform our business from a face-to-face kind of a booth sales business to an online business where we sold our flags primarily through social media marketing. That's when things went kind of bad.
So it was an American success story, and then you hit a couple speed bumps. So you've had a number of scuffles with big tech, specifically PayPal. Would you care to disclose some of those details? And if these companies contacted you to justify their actions?
No. Not only that, but they put up barriers between us and them and made it nearly impossible for us to communicate to find out how we could resolve anything. So it started off when Facebook suspended our marketing privileges over us, a few of the flag designs we have, like a Second Amendment flag. They've canceled our military tribute flags. They've canceled our Christian cross flag, our multicultural flag. Some of our best-selling flags, they just said we're not allowed to sell those on their platform anymore. And we made some national news at that time, and we got a lot of sales and a whole lot of support from the public. As soon as we did that, we really had some traction. We're doing great. And that's when PayPal stepped in and froze our account. And there was actually a customer service representative who, his name was Scotty. And he said to my wife that, and me, we were on speakerphone, that when we asked them, why are you guys holding, it was $112,000 that they were holding. And when we asked them why, they said, because, and I quote, we had a shady business model and we probably wouldn't be in business too much longer. And of course, if you hold that kind of money from a small family business, of course you're not going to be in business much longer, which kind of gave us an idea of what their real intentions were. They were seeking to put us out of business. In my opinion, that was the only explanation for the actions that they took. So after that, we started really looking into how deep the canceling was that we were experiencing, and found out that also Shopify was deleting our best-selling products from our own website that we had built. They were hosting it, but they just went ahead and started deleting our best-selling products. It was mind-boggling that these three companies could do this, and there was really nothing we could do. The good news is we did get a little bit of attention, and that brought in Harmeet Dhillon and the Center for American Liberty, who fought hard for us for 11 months with PayPal. Harmeet was able to get 90% of our money back, but this is when PayPal really exposed that they knew they were doing some dirty work with us, and we weren't the ones that were shady. They were the ones that were shady. They were requiring, for us to get our last $10,000 back, they were requiring that we signed a non-disclosure agreement, which to me, and I know that in normal, everyday American guy terms, a non-disclosure agreement is only needed when you've done something wrong and you don't want people to know about it. So we didn't cave in. The news picked up again. And we went on a Sunday program, and within 5 hours of us going on live TV to expose PayPal for what they were doing on a Sunday, they caved in and they gave us our money back without a non-disclosure agreement. And that's why we're here today and we're about to talk about it.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to overcome at least that, but just to clarify here, was this before or after PayPal was caught with their misinformation fine, if you can call it that?
That was about a year before, but when that happened, it really let us know that this was not like a one-off experience that we had had. This is something that was coming down right top from probably Dan himself. I obviously am speculating, but it was under his leadership. So I have to assume that, you know, he knew about what his company was doing. I mean, all three of those companies, the men who run them under their leadership, Mark Zuckerberger, Tobias Lutke, and Dan Schulman, their companies have been weaponized, and they're weaponized to destroy and the livelihoods of patriotic businesses all across the country. And in doing that, they're destroying the American dream. They're attacking the American dream and all the families out there that are chasing that American dream. In our business, this American dream was our six-year-old son's idea. So you can imagine that when it starts getting attacked, the reaction from my wife and I, it shook us. We had no clue how to deal with something like that. And thank God the media picked up on it. There is still some good media out there like you guys and others. And also the Center for American Liberty and Harmeet Dhillon and another great attorney, Mark Moiser, was there that really helped us. And Mark Trammell, all these lawyers walked us through this process and really kind of reassured us that we didn't have to fight with big tech anymore. They were going to fight for us. And we got to, and at that time, we were allowed to get back to doing what we love to do. And that's just make these flags for patriotic Americans who want to put them in their home and businesses.
And a lot of, I guess, certain outlets would call you a conspiracy theorist, but obviously, you know, whether it was Facebook and Twitter censoring information right before an election, or even GoFundMe stopping funds going to, you know, the ICE trucker protests in Canada. So I guess my big question for you, James, is are there actually any payment services that conservatives can trust? And, you know, furthermore, what's the next steps for your American flag store moving forward?
There is, I'm sure there's others, but the payment source that we've come to trust and rely on, they reached out to us when they found out what was going on, is Second Amendment Processing. Those guys are great. There's so many people that have helped us along the way. The guys at Public Square have really helped. And going towards what's ahead of for us is, We were contacted through social media by a great guy over at Parler. His name's Ron Poussin. And he saw our story. He was following it. And I don't know why, but he felt compelled to reach out to me and just find out how he could help and how Parler could help. And through he and I talking, I shared with him that we've had dozens and dozens. I mean, we're probably upwards of 50 different customers say after they've heard our story through phone calls and that kind of thing. They said, man, you guys should really get a reality show. So I shared that idea with Ron over at Parler. He took it up the chain and talked to Josh Levin, the CEO over there. And Josh was actually kind enough to give me a call to find out really what my intentions were about sharing our flag stories, the stories behind the flags with the public, with the reality show. And he everyone over at Parler has seemed to just jump all over this idea that we should be out there not contributing more negativity that big tech is putting out there with canceling people. But our business has got a very unique product, and we have a very unique way of producing our product. Everything is made by hand 100%. Every star is hand painted by my wife, and every flag is made to order. So we don't build flags and put them up on a shelf somewhere and wait for someone to buy it. Your flag is, when you order your flag from youramericanflagstore.com, we take raw wood after that order is placed, and we build your flag for you, for your home, or for your business. And that's why our slogan is from our hearts to your home. So Parler has jumped on board, and we're going to be producing a kind of a mini reality series on that'll be exclusively available on Parler. We kind of go over through this hard road that we've had. We've gotten to know some pretty amazing patriots out there, and we've had the privilege and honor to make them flags. And some of those flags have some really amazing stories behind them that when we were down and really hurting and struggling to find a reason to keep this business going, they lifted us up and they told us, don't give up. Your products are great. What you're doing is great. We need families and we need businesses out there. And it was really our customers and the media and the Center for American Liberty that really got behind us. And every time that we questioned how we're going to keep on going, there was always an answer. So we're extremely grateful for what the public has done, what certain news outlets have done, what the Center for American Liberty has done. The support we've gotten has been unbelievable. So we're going to share all those stories that kept us going, these amazing patriotic stories, these inspiring stories with the public over the next 6 months with about 8 incredible stories. Hopefully we're going to expand that out to 16 stories.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the few positive stories that I actually get to cover here. So just to wrap this up, any viewers interested in supporting a patriotic business can visit youramericanflagstore.com. Thank you so much for joining us, James, and keep fighting the good fight.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks a lot for having me.
Anytime.
For all our viewers asking where One America News is heading in the future, we would like to introduce you to OAN Live. OAN Live is the best way to stay up to date on all of the hard-hitting, straight-shooting, national and international headlines. And the best part is, OAN Live is only $4.99 per month. All the credible, honest, unbiased reporting One America News offers at a fraction of the cost of cable. Just go to OANN.com to easily sign up for OAN Live and stay informed.